Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Roger Stone. His new book is called Stone's Rules. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Roger, I would have thought that the Donald Trump victory was also we're fed up with Washington politicians, we don't want Hillary, that kind of movement. Is that possible?
There's no question about that. I mean, any pollster, Republican or Democrat, will tell you right now there is nobody lower on the totem pole in terms of public esteem and respect than Washington politicians, members of Congress. Most Americans see the system, correctly, unfortunately, rigged against them by special interests and by the insiders. And Trump comes along at exactly the right time. Look, he is not without his flaws. He's certainly not perfect, but he's dynamic. He's independent, which is what originally drew me to this idea. He's not invested in the bad decisions of the last 30 years. He is not beholden to any financial master. He's not a member of the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. This is why they're so desperate to get rid of him. He so challenges the orthodoxy of the way they've been doing things in their attempts to strip us of our sovereignty and move us towards globalism and one world government. And the most insidious part of this, in all honesty, is the growing censorship on the internet. Case in point, what I normally do when I write a book, and I've written five, is to take the buy link from Amazon or from Barnes & Noble or from InfoWars or wherever, shorten it, usually using Google Shortener, post it, you know, with some advertising copy on Facebook or elsewhere.
Yeah.
Now when I do that, Google turns that into spam almost an hour after I post it.
Jeez.
Once I try to post an ad on my Facebook page, either the Stone Cold Truth or my personal page, the ad is immediately rejected. Even though nothing in the link that goes to the seller, it violates their rules in terms of obscenity or anything else.
Is it you that they're going after?
It's censorship of all conservative voices. There is no battleground more profound than the one that Alex Jones is facing. They're attempting to knock InfoWars off of YouTube, off of Facebook. They file these phony, frivolous, baseless, but headline-grabbing lawsuits. I have two of them. Alex has nine of them.
Nine of them. I know. He's...
They're designed to generate a headline, a negative headline, that then they can use to rationalize taking him off the internet, and they constantly distort our views. They try to make us advocates for things that we are not advocates for. No, we are not white supremacists. No, we are not bigots. No, we are not racists. We're patriots. But they try to put words in your mouth. It's insidious. I can tell you personally, it's expensive. I mean, I'm being sued by some Obama blessed front, Project for Democracy, engaging in what I call lawfare, filing a lawsuit against me that, stop me if you've heard this one, I worked with the Russians to hack the DNC and gave the information to WikiLeaks and Donald Trump. All of that is false, but that's the narrative that they keep recycling and recycling and recycling, as I said, and the problem is if you answer it terribly specifically, they say, well, you're just trying to obscure it with detail. And if you're not specific enough, they say, you see, he never received anything, but he didn't include in that allegedly hacked emails like the Washington Post. He didn't. Well, to me, all means that too. So it's insidious. It's expensive. just to get one of these lawsuits dismissed can cost you tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. You don't have anybody helping you defend this, do you? You have to pay for this yourself.
The president's a billionaire, and he can handle his legal bills. But, you know, between the House Intelligence Committee, where I testified for 4 hours under oath, I wanted it to be in public. They wanted it closed. Now the Democrats complain that the proceeding was closed and the transcripts aren't available, even though they were for it at the time. And I testified completely and truthfully. So when you read stories saying Stone refused to answer some questions, that is false. I most certainly testified truthfully. I'm still facing the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. This is an inquisition. Their document requests, which, by the way, I'm not entitled to give it. I don't have to give it to them, but I've agreed to give it to them voluntarily without a subpoena, but I'm not required to give it to them electronically.
Uh-huh.
Consequently, I will be sending 7 trailer loads of documents to the Senate committees, and I wish them luck indexing them.
Now, as of a couple,
I give you every email in which I ever said the word Julian Assange or Donald Trump, for example. You're talking about hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of documents. That's how broad these search requests are.
Well, you know, the Hillary campaign was one of the worst run campaigns I had ever witnessed. And regardless of whether information went to WikiLeaks or not from somebody, the campaign was horribly run.
Well, I don't think that they were so overconfident. First of all, the Clintons had vastly more experience at presidential campaigns in American politics. Donald Trump was theoretically an amateur, although a public relations genius. They had substantially more money, based on all my research, somewhere around $2 billion between PACs and outside groups and Hillary's campaign. By the way, that includes the $84 million that we found they laundered illegally last week. Trump probably spent $275 million, tops. The old media was rigged for Hillary. It's interesting the way the cable media built Trump up pre-nomination to then turn around immediately and begin tearing him down.
Can you get him one day to come on this show with you?
That would be delightful, but unfortunately getting through some of his advisors is sometimes problematic.
That's
I think
true.
He would really enjoy being on the show because, you know, the thing that people don't understand is he's a regular guy.
Raj, let me tell you a quick story. I have a friend of mine who used to own Hawaiian Tropic, the suntan company. Ron Rice, very close with Donald Trump. He would invite Don to all his events. And everyone I know of in that company has said he was a delightful person, never got out of line, just always kept his composure.
Even though he's a billionaire, he never lost his Queens roots, and he talks easily with anybody. There's no stuffiness, there's no snobbery. He has an easy manner, and people like him.
Right.
He likes
I wish he wouldn't tweet as much as he does.
Well, you know what? Put it this way: he's not going to change, and he views it as unfiltered, meaning the mainstream media can't distort what he's trying to say. As he once told me, it's like owning a newspaper without the debt. It's essentially free, and when the president tweets, it's news. I think it's a tool. He has his own imitable style, but that's what people don't understand. This is not, like in the days when George W. Bush was president and Karl Rove had to tell him what to say. No one controls Donald Trump.
No, he's on his own.
He's a like figure. He's his own man. He'll listen to advice, absolutely. He'll give you as much time and he'll ask you tough questions. But at the end of the day, he decides what Donald Trump is going to do. And so, for example, when he said, as a presidential candidate, that he would ban travel from certain countries that were hotbeds of terrorism, people said, oh my God, what a terrible idea. The American people liked that idea, and the courts have recently upheld it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, and then let's concentrate on Stone's rules, because
yes, indeed.
It's a great book. And we'll take calls next hour with people.
Good. My publisher will stop having a heart attack. Go ahead.
This Stormy Daniels thing, I have not talked about it on this program. We haven't gone there, but
What are they trying to do with Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and the $130,000? First of all, if they gave her that kind of money, they were nuts. Honestly, they were nuts. Just simply go away. I mean, John Kennedy did worse, believe it or not. But
well, first of all, even if there was an encounter there, it was consensual. The media didn't seem to have any interest whatsoever in Bill Clinton's serial assaults of multiple women, and we know these names, many of them. There are many that others don't know. In my book, The Clinton's War on Women, I have this covered very, very aggressively.
Yes,
it's Juanita Broderick, a very brave and courageous woman, a great woman, Kathleen Willie, Paula Jones. This list goes on and on. Bill assaulted these women, bit these women, raped in some cases these women, non-consensual sex. The Democrats, the liberals, try to say, oh, this is, you know, you don't make an issue of his infidelities, don't make an issue of his indiscretions. That is not the issue here. This issue is violence against women and rape. The left has tried to excuse all of that. And Stormy Daniels is an entirely different question. It's a consensual relationship if it happened.
If it happened. But
and in all honesty, with 3% economic growth and the prospects of peace in Korea, and Trump taking a hard line on trade to try to get some jobs back, most Americans don't care. They don't care. Now, as far as Stormy Daniels is concerned, I got to be very honest with you. My favorite porn star was always and is Lisa Ann. A legendary adult performer, so she's more my cup of tea. Avenatti is very smart, very aggressive, but he's a partisan Democrat. He worked as a political consultant. He has a political agenda.
But my God, to give, if they gave $130,000 to her to keep quiet, what a waste of money.
Well, I still, in all honesty, having heard Rudy Giuliani's explanation, I'm actually more confused than I was before.
Yeah, I'm confused about
what
that,
happened
too.
And who and whether there was reimbursement and so on. I think a case could be made that whether he ran for president or not, that he would have found this disclosure embarrassing, so he could have reached an agreement quite legally. But I'm not clear on the facts. These news stories today that Michael Cohen, you know, essentially when he didn't get selected to go into the administration, and I must tell you, he told me to my face that if Trump was elected, he would be the White House chief of staff. Michael's essentially a thug. He has no bedside manner. He rubs people the wrong way, to say the least. He was not recruited for the administration. He was not recruited for the campaign. He was very bitter about both those things. I think it appears to me like he set up shop for himself and was being paid by numerous special interests for his quote-unquote insight into Donald Trump. Did he lobby Trump? No, because he had no access. So I doubt he did any lobbying. And one thing I know about Donald Trump is he hates it when people make money off of his name. So I find it hard to believe he knows about any of this.
Well, it's something that I would wish would somehow go away. It's taking up too much of our energies.
One of the reasons it's getting so much focus is their total failure to find Russian collusion.
They can't find it.
We were told they had this evidence. The Russians interfered. The indictment of the 13 Russian nationals, it was like a show trial. They're never going to show up for trial, actually. But that was a headline-grabbing attempt to say, you see, we have Russian interference. If you look at what they were doing, the stuff is poorly written, hard to understand. Their messaging's all over the place. They're pro-Bernie. They're pro-Trump. They're anti-Trump. They're pro-Hillary. They're anti-Hillary. The bulk of their money, which within the larger significance of what's spent in the presidential campaign is insignificant, is spent after the election. I don't know. It's ham-handed. I figure Boris and Ivan had to tell the boss they were doing something, and this was it. I don't think it moved any votes. And as I said on CNN when I was interviewed by Chris Cuomo, one of the Russians was actually a caterer, which means in this case Mueller has indeed indicted a ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich. I saw that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.